Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, of course, we could not come all the way to Cork and not talk about food and some local produce. Well, Rory O'Connell, chef and co-founder of Ballymaloe Cookery School, has popped in to join us in the studio. Lovely to see you, Rory.
Lovely to see you. Morning.
On a busy weekend for you, I understand.
A busy weekend. Yeah, there's a festival going on at Ballymaloe House, a new food festival. So there's all sorts of interesting things going on. Cookery demonstrations, garden walks, pop-up meals at Irish chefs, chefs from abroad, Marco Pierre White. Lots of really exciting things,
well,
I must say.
I hope you get the weather. When I was coming in this morning, I see you looking out the window. It's still a little bit...
I think it's to get a little bit better. But most of it's undercover, actually. So you can come almost without your brolly.
Sensible thing to do in Ireland.
Exactly.
Right, well, let's move on to some food, because we are hoping to see a little bit of sun for the weekend. And
yes,
it is a novelty, isn't it, to eat outside for a lot of us. But we have to make the transition. I found myself in cooking for the family thinking about, right, I've got to change now what I'm doing and get away from the slow cooker and the hot pots onto, and it can be difficult to make that transition sometimes, can't it?
It can be a little bit difficult, but I think, as always, really, what I would say, we're driven when we're cooking by what's in season. And we've just finished the hungry gap, you know, when the spuds are getting poor and you're waiting for the new potatoes to arrive and all of that. So there's lots of lovely things coming. New potatoes just may have arrived in some parts of the country. And then the tomatoes are starting to get really, really good again. Irish strawberries are in season.
Lovely.
Elderflowers are in the hedgerows. So this is all sort of fresh cooking, really. So we're thinking sort of about salads and a combination of maybe some meat, some fish, some poultry. And then, you know, for example, at this time of year, I'd be thinking about making what I call an old-fashioned salad. It's the one people would have had on a Sunday evening.
Your mammy's salad.
Your mammy salad. Lettuce leaves, tomatoes, scallions, radishes, a bit of cucumber, and then a dressing, a traditional dressing, before we got all fancy and got to know how to use olive oil. Cream was our olive oil. So people would make a very simple dressing, hard boil some eggs, grate them, and mix them with cream, a little bit of dark brown vinegar, sort of vinegar you put on your chips, a little bit of powdered mustard, and salt and pepper. It's absolutely delicious.
Lovely.
And then back in the day, people would have had that with the leftover bit of bacon or something.
Yeah, see, I thought
from lunch.
I thought that was banned now, Rory, that we were too posh for that kind of a salad.
No, never too posh for that sort of a salad, because, you know, we have incredible ingredients, and as I say, sort of the countryside is just starting to burst with all these lovely new things. And, you know, we all know we need to support our vegetable growers.
Well, listen, there's
a great
worry about potatoes now at the moment because of the bad weather that we've been having, that we see a shortage in some varieties now coming up into the season.
I think that could well be. They're going to be late arriving, really. I mean, we grow a very precious early crop of new potatoes in the glasshouse. So we have them super
protected.
Early. Yeah, and then the outdoor ones will come much later. But I'd say we're heading for a shortage of potatoes, which is a combination of words we thought we'd never use in Ireland. But that's the nature of the climate we live in.
Yep, and we've got to make do with what we have and find new ways to
But in a way,
Claire,
I suppose, it also brings this point about celebrating things when they do arrive and using them in season. Now, I know we expect to have potatoes all year round, and hopefully we will. But a new potato with a little bit of butter and salt on it, I mean, it's a gift from the gods.
It's just wonderful. You really can't. And that, again, brings me to keeping things simple. Because I said, you know, we can have this trouble moving from the winter dishes to the summer. But if we just remember the simple salad, the potatoes with the butter and the salt, and a meat on the side, I mean, it's not too tricky.
And, people are probably starting to think about the barbecues as well, if we get a bit of weather. But things like grilled scallions, which are unbelievably easy. And some people will come and say, oh, I can't cook vegetables. Well, I say you can. You just toss them a little bit of olive oil and put them either onto the barbecue or into a very hot oven, a little bit of salt and pepper. And they are, cook them until they melt right down. They are completely simple.
You see, they're very delicate fellows, aren't they, the scallions? You've got to be careful with them.
Yeah, well, you can be careful. So you can cook them until they just sort of melt and they're kind of unctuous. Or you can go further and cook them until they get a little bit, almost a little bit charred or really caramelised around the edge. And then you've created a new flavour, which is kind of more contemporary, I suppose, but fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know the way the dark bit of the bread is often the nice bit?
Yeah.
It's kind of that school of taste.
Yeah. So you think that people shouldn't be afraid of putting the vegetables on the barbecue? Because a lot of people have a fear around that, as you said yourself.
Yeah. There are certain vegetables that won't work. For example, one of the recipes that we mentioned today are going to mention is about grilling cauliflower.
Yes, now, I really want to hear about this one.
So that's with some ginger and spices. You cook cauliflower steaks. So you cut cauliflower steaks, big thick steaks, mm-hmm. And then the little bits will fall off. So if you try to cook that on the barbecue, it'll drive you nuts. But you cook it on a grill pan or frying pan and then put it into the oven. And that works perfectly. It's got loads of flavour. It suits everybody in the house because it can be a delicious meat-free main course, or it could go with a grilled lamb chop or a piece of chicken or fish, something like that. Full of delicious, punchy flavours.
Okay, now will you take me through the steps, though, of that cauliflower steak?
Yes, yeah.
Because the flavour is really important.
Yeah, I have a bit of a thing about cauliflowers, but I wish all the farmers who were growing cauliflowers could sell all of the cauliflowers in the shop. What we see is the head, the flower. Most of the leaves are left in the fields. Mm. And the leaves are sensational.
Well,
anyway, that conversation is, well, you could cook them. You could cook them the way we're going to talk about cooking the cauliflower. So anyway, with the head of the cauliflower, you cut sort of thickish steaks and then you marinate it with just a little bit of olive oil and ginger and garlic. And then a little bit of roast cumin, I think I have in it. And then it goes onto a pan and you toast it, grill it on one side or get a bit of colour on the other side, and then pop it onto a tray into the oven and you roast it until it's tender. And it's as simple as that. It's full of flavour. It's got that lovely sort of meaty texture that cauliflower has, but you want it to be tender as well.
So it's satisfying.
And then that on its own with some yogurt and rice or a little bit of meat or fish if you want. Delicious. Easy to get organised. But I wouldn't do that on the barbecue because it'll fall through it might fall through the spokes. But the scallions, perfect on the barbecue. Or when the new tiny little new potatoes come in and just do those on the barbecue. Just toss them a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper. Then you'd have butter with them afterwards, of course. But just push them around the outside and let them slowly start to roast. They're fantastic.
Yeah, because with the barbecue, it's the heat really that's hard to control, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
You can run into problems with that.
Yeah, you know, it's, for many people, it's 9 months since they last had the barbecue out, if it came out at all last summer. You know, so there's getting to know it again. But I think err on the side of a little bit, well, you know, be cautious, I would say.
Now, on the meat side then, what's your go-to meat of choice coming into this time of the year?
I mean, the lamb, Irish lamb is fantastic. It's different in Laois than it is in Cork, than it is in Achill Island, and it's good all over the country. So lamb chops cooked on the barbecue are unbelievable, or just cooked on a grill pan.
Are you doing fancy flavours now on them as well?
You could, perhaps, but I would avoid putting sticky marinades on the meat to go on the barbecue. So I would get the best quality meat, cook it simply, bit of salt and pepper, and then serve a lovely sauce on the side. So take some lovely Grandstand tomatoes from Waterford and make a simple salsa. Just chop them up, salt, pepper, tiny pinch of sugar because we don't live in Sicily, a little bit of onion and coriander, squeeze of lime. I mean, that's going to go at anything. It's fresh tasting, it's light, absolutely, really lovely.
And your new potatoes with that.
And new potatoes and maybe a little bit of mayonnaise. You know, you can't go wrong.
So the sticky marinades, are you agin them in general now?
You know, I am agin them in general. I'm not saying that they don't work, but they can work. But it's difficult to control the heat on a barbecue if you're not barbecuing all the time, or a grill, so you don't end up with something like, you know, like you struck oil or something in the worst sense of the word. Yeah.
So the vegetarian option then, if we're looking at barbecue and outside meal, is that covered with your cauliflower steak?
Cauliflower, yeah.
Or have you a couple of other options?
Well, a couple of other things would be mushrooms cooked on the barbecue. Big flat mushrooms,
lovely.
What you might call a portobello mushroom. They are fantastic cooked on the barbecue. A little bit of, again, a fat of some description, olive oil or so on, and just grill them both sides of the tender. And then you could crumble a little bit of goat's cheese into it, or a little bit of lovely mozzarella from McCroom in West Cork. You know, the best of food, really.
Now, afters, dessert, something nice for us to have. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just in Irish strawberries. And the other thing that's happening is the elderflowers are starting to appear in the hedgerows.
Now, they scare me because I don't know what to do with elderflowers. What do I do with them?
Well, the best thing to do with them is to make a cordial, which is a bit of a thing, I'm going to have to say. But you can buy the cordial. Okay, and then because lots of Irish people are producers making elderflower cordial.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing, exactly. You could do it at home, but it's another day's conversation probably. Slice some strawberries, put a few little drops of the elderflower cordial on. It's an incredible transformation.
Does that sweeten it up as well as giving it the flavour?
It sweetens slightly, but there's a bit of acidity. But the reality is, most strawberries need sugar nowadays. So the little bit of sweetness you get from the elderflower cordial, it's a transformation. It's a match made in heaven.
Okay,
it really is completely wonderful.
Covers the flavour base and the sweetness base.
Exactly, yes, yeah.
Balsamic and strawberries, is
balsamic
that, are we over
strawberries,
that?
The balsamic needs to be unbelievably good quality, I would say. And then it can be an eye-widening experience. But a lot of balsamic, some balsamic, I say, isn't what you might aspire to have. The other thing, of course, is rhubarb.
Oh, I love rhubarb.
Yeah, absolutely love rhubarb. And speaking of rhubarb, rhubarb needs sugar. And you need to be willing to put the sugar in. And I'd say if you're not willing to put sugar in, have the strawberries. Because without sugar, it's not really delicious in a sweet situation.
Can you use the elderflower with the rhubarb?
Not as good with the rhubarb as it is with the strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
But roast rhubarb, for example, and I'll give you a recipe for that, is really simple. Just cut into little sticks, put it onto a tray, scatter a little bit of sugar and leave it for a while and then put it into the oven to bake until it's really tender. Not falling apart, but really tender. And it's like rhubarb reborn. You know, it's a long way from boiled stringy rhubarb of yore.
And what are you serving that with then for dessert?
Just delicious cream, lovely Irish cream. We take our dairy products sometimes for granted. They're some of the best in the world. And a shortbread biscuit of some description. Absolutely lovely.
That's dessert done for you.
That's dessert done, yeah. And the whole thing is, you know, particularly if you're having some of the family in or you're having guests in or friends in, don't overcomplicate it. Just buy really good quality ingredients. Concentrate on the shopping. Do one or two simple little sauces like the tomato salsa, and that'll go with your chicken or your lamb or various different things. Maybe make a great homemade mayonnaise,
mm-hmm.
and keep it light and fresh and colourful, reflecting the time of the year, and support Irish farmers and growers.
Now, you've given us the mammy salad earlier on. Is there a fancier salad or a dressing that you tend to go for at this time of year, or do you always keep it that simple?
I often keep it that simple, but becoming maybe more contemporary or moving away from the cream a little bit, olive oil, lemon juice, salt and pepper.
Simple.
3 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, or it could be vinegar, but lemon juice is lovely, pinch of salt and pepper. It's hard to think of things that they won't go with. It's just unbelievably good with so many different things.
See, I'd be tempted now, and I'm probably messing with it, to put a bit of whole grain mustard or a bit of honey.
Well, you could use both of those. But if you have really good quality extra virgin olive oil, which in the grand scheme of things isn't really very expensive, it's a fantastic thing. And if I could only make one dressing for the rest of my life based on olive oil, and that was this, I know I would get endless use out of it.
So you would just leave it at that, keep it really simple.
Keep it really, really simple.
Right, well, we've learned that about you, that's by the good ingredients.
Good
Irish ingredients,
yes,
and keep the prep really simple.
And then you get, so the olive oil allows, and the lemon juice allows the freshness to come through and allows the vegetables and the fruit and the meat to speak for themselves in the way that butter can also do that, you know, when it's in the right position.
Well, Rory, it's been a pleasure to have you in. Thank you very much for coming in.
Love
and
it,
those
Josh.
Recipes we'll have up on our website, rte.ie/today CB. Good luck with the busy weekend.
Thank you very much.
And good luck to everyone in Ballymaloe.